everybody has their favorite superhero, particularly when they're a young adolescent boy. And I think my favorite when I was about 14, 15 was Spider-Man. I remember being very attracted to Spider-Man, quite simply because he's just, in daily life, a normal person. But that's the idea with superheroes, that in everyday life, they're just like you and I. They pass off as somebody who's quite normal. But then they can change into somebody with extraordinary powers, which is, I think, what I dreamt about when I was younger. And of course, they always do things good, and so you put yourself in this role when you're much younger. I like Peter Parker because he was, I think, also a photographer, and I was really interested in photography when I was younger, and I still am. So he was, he is a daily reporter, and he takes photographs of various scenes, and then of course he intervenes as Spider-Man, which is his alter ego. I think I remember other characters as well, like the Green Goblin, who was quite interesting, quite fun, because he could fly about and do what he wanted to and when he wanted to. But of course, Peter Parker, I think, is also interesting because of the fact that he took on the qualities of a spider. So it's an animal, or not really an animal, but a small beast, which anyone can come across, really. And we understand that this animal has extraordinary ability to go from one place to another by using its web.